Hi. I know you don't know me, but do you mind if I come in? Just until the rain stops? I'm kind of at risk of exploding if I stay outside too long. I see you have tile instead of carpet, so I won't make a mess or anything. Please, sir? Thank you so much. Wow. This is such a nice house. Do you live here all alone? That's incredible! Thanks again for letting me in. We slime girls are mostly water, but too much of it can be a bad thing. Oh, no. It wouldn't kill me, technically, but it'd make me swell up and burst. And then the little pieces of me would take weeks or months to become big enough to be sentient again. It's kind of a form of reproduction, but there's no guarantee my personality or memories would survive in any of the pieces. Kind of existential, huh? Since I got out of the rain early, though, it just made me swell up a bit. I'm sure you can tell from how much you're staring. I don't mind. I don't wear clothes, so it's not the first time I've gotten stared at. Plus, I can choose my shape. At this point, it would be on me if I expected anything else. I chose to be a cute girl. I'm not sure why the rain goes straight to my chest and butt, though. Well, I was out in the rain because I don't really have a home. Slime girls aren't very popular compared to other monster girls, mainly because we have some unique needs that people seem to not really want to deal with. Oh, but we have some unique benefits, too. Since you were nice enough to let me in, can I, show you some of those benefits? Really? Thank you, sir. Well, I guess, first, a kiss? Just a simple little kiss? Not that little, silly. A real kiss. Feeling flushed? That's the point of the kiss. When I'm all plumped up like this, I can make an aphrodisiac. I only gave you a little bit of it for now. It'd be wrong for me to completely influence your decision after all. But if you're interested, there's more where that came from. Do you want to see how my body feels? Go ahead, touch me. Anywhere you want. Of course you'd go straight for my butt. See how jiggly and wobbly I am? I can firm it up too. You could give me a few smacks if you really want to see it in action. Yes, really. Why don't you punish me for being a bad girl and giving you aphrodisiacs without asking? That's not a bad spank, but that's not all you've got, right? You're really going at it. You can do it harder if you want. I can change how sensitive I am to pain. I can even move my pleasure receptors to my butt. Do you want to see how I feel inside, sir? I'm sure if I was a normal human girl, I'd be dripping wet right now. But one of the best things about a slime girl is that I'm always dripping wet. I can shape my pussy to be the exact outline of your cock, too. And you never have to worry about hurting me. I can be whatever you'd like. What do you think? Want it to be tight and small? Maybe loose and sloppy? Anything that pleases you, sir. Oh, fuck. Maybe I gave you more aphrodisiac than I thought. Well, does this at least prove that I don't need any time to adjust to your dick? You're taking quite a liking to me, aren't you? Does this just seem like something you could do every day? I can see myself doing it every minute. My pussy will never get tired, chafed, or sore. Just feed me water, or any other fluid, and I can fuck forever. And you know what? Your dick will never get sore either. I can give you the perfect resistance, tightness, and of course, all the lubrication you can want. It's like sticking your dick in a lube bottle, right? Plus, it has minor healing properties too. If you haven't already made up your mind, just wait until you see this trick. It's hard to concentrate with you fucking me so much, but give me a few seconds. There. Feel that tingling on your cock? Remember those aphrodisiacs? Well, you're getting a lot more now, and it's going straight into your cock. Oh, sir. You're even more aggressive now. I love it. You can thrust into me as hard as you want. You can spank me as hard as you want. I won't bruise. I won't be sore afterwards. I won't even feel anything but pleasure. Unless you want me to feel pain. I can be your perfect little masochist slut. I only exist to serve you and be a fleshlight for your cock. Your cock and your cum is all I crave. I'll take it in my mouth, my ass, my pussy, whatever, anything you want. I can soak it right into my skin. Do you like back shots? Facials? You can paint me white inside and out. I want you to turn me into a white slime. I can be whatever height you want, whatever shape you want. I can change my holes. Anything, anything to get your cum. Can you give me your cum now, sir? Please, pretty please. I want it so bad. I want your thick load inside my tight slime pussy. Just tell me how tight you want it, and I'll flood your dick with so much aphrodisiac you'll cum your brains out. Please, please, sir. Come in, your little slime girl fuck pet. Please. Oh, fuck. You're coming so much. Have you ever come this much before? There's no way you have, right? No other woman can do it like me. I'm the only one whose pussy can move like this when you come. Drain yourself in me. Give me everything. Did you enjoy that, sir? Do you think you'll take me as your pet? You'll keep me? Really? You made me the happiest slime girl in the whole world. Come here. Oops. That was another aphrodisiac kiss. I guess you'll just have to punish me some more for being such a naughty girl. Just remember, if you come in me too much, I'll burst.